I love these long summer days we're entering into. They seem so spacious when the sun comes up early and sets so late. You probably know that the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, is this coming Wednesday. And as we enter into this season of warm and bright days, it seems to a good idea to reflect very briefly today on the subject of light. As one who used to work as a photographer, I'm somebody who pays attention to light. When I first started out working for a newspaper, I was primarily concerned about the quantity of light. Was there going to be enough of it to make the picture I needed to make? Or would I need to use a flash? Later on, I became more interested in the quality of light. Was it hard or soft, warm or cool? Once I was at a photography workshop and somebody looking at my picture said that it seemed like I was someone who was in love with light. In love with light, not a bad thing for a photographer, perhaps not a bad thing for a minister either. Because light is a powerful symbol in the religious life. We begin our worship each Sunday by lighting a chalice, and that flame burns throughout our service. Most Sundays here, you come forward like you did this morning and light candles and share your joys and sorrows. And after that, many of you, I'm always struck by how many light candles silently. And I love that we do this. It seems such a beautiful and powerful ritual. These lights we kindle, I see them as symbols for life and hope and goodness, for that intangible spirit, whether you think of it as the human spirit or whether you think of it as that force some of us call God, or perhaps both. Judaism says that we each have sparks of the divine within us. The Quakers call it the inner light. It's our calling, I believe, to be in touch with that light, to discover it if we haven't already, and then, as the song says, to let it shine. Of course, we won't all do this in the same way, but shouldn't we each be asking ourselves, what is the light that I have to bring into the world? How can I share that? How can I serve? Jesus said to his followers, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house." John Murray, the founder of Universalism in America and the person for whom our Murray Room is named, he echoes those words from the Sermon on the Mount. 200 years ago, this was the sermon he preached. "Go out into the highways and byways of America. Give people something of your new vision. You may possess only a small light, but uncover it. Let it shine. Use it in order to bring more light and understanding to the hearts and minds of women and men. Give them not hell, but hope and courage." Don't we still need to hear his message? Too often, don't we seem uncomfortable, some of us anyway, with our light? More at home with our struggles and failings, more comfortable with playing small than with seeing ourselves as light bearers. Of course, there are times to be sad, to grieve, to mourn, to everything there is a season. And we need to give the shadow its due. But couldn't we stand to practice a little more leaning toward the light and letting our own light shine? And aren't these long days and this green and growing and warm season the perfect time for this? For basking in the light for a while, resting in that presence which heals and blesses and restores. And then after we've received that light, for looking for ways to pass it on. When Mary Oliver needs to be restored, she goes out among the trees. I wonder, where do you go when you need to be in touch with those life-giving depths? When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches. And they call again. "It's simple," they say. "And you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine." We all lose our way sometimes. We can find ourselves distant from what we hope to be. We need ways to be reminded of who we are and who we belong to. We need places where we can hear that quiet and persistent voice that calls us back to ourselves, that calls us on toward where we are meant to be. I hope you have places and practices that help you remember, like Mary Oliver, that you have come into the world for this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. I hope this church is such a place for you. And mostly, I hope you are aware of the light you possess, mindful of your own gifts, assured that you are a blessing upon this earth. This is not narcissism I'm talking about. It's a healthy awareness of your own strengths and weaknesses, the knowledge of your own light and shadow. Too many of us, I think, tend to hide our light under a basket, thinking it is too small and insignificant, that the problems of the world, they're too big. And what difference could I make anyway? Of course, your individual light and my individual light is small. But still, it's a light. It's what we've got. And Lord knows we need all the light we can gather these days. And if you uncover and share your light, who knows how many other lights you might inspire? My faith is that we are all part of a great love. Mother Teresa said, "There is a light in the world, a healing spirit more powerful than any darkness we may encounter." What if you made a practice of being open to that light and mindful of the light you do possess? What if you made a practice of sharing that light with those around you? May this be our prayer in these summer days. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Let's sing.